trying to do it. An hour from now, when York City will be prepped.
Yeah.
And we have, Bill and I have agreed upon a proposed text.
All right.
We want to know a few things about it. First, the draft that we've agreed upon has been approved by NASA, by the Joint Chiefs of Defense, by state, and by our congressional advisors. So that everybody is on board and is in wholehearted approval. Secondly, the way this will proceed now would be that the draft of the treaty with the approved text in English and Russian is being circulated among delegates here. And according to UN procedures, it will be formally presented next week. But it will obviously leak when the text is distributed.
That's right. I have this text here. I think it's good. I think you've approached it the right way. We've gone over it with George Christian. He is going to meet with him in a few minutes. His grandmother died. He wants to go to the funeral, but he's going to meet with the press. And it says that I'm glad to confirm on the basis Ambassador Goldberg report to me this morning. And then it goes ahead pretty well, follows the text y'all had outlined. And
I want George to take out, which I see looking at her, and I don't think it's a bad sentence. The sentence that says the treaty offers reassurance that we have learned enough to avoid repeating old mistakes.
What paragraph?
That's the next to the last paragraph. I was going to call George and tell him to take that out. We don't have to talk about old mistakes. Okay, what kind of old mistakes? So we ought to take that sentence out. See, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Treaty offers the assurance that we have learned enough to avoid repeating old mistakes.
That's good. Anything else?
That's all.
I'll see you over. I'll be up there in the next few days and I'll be in touch with you.
I'll be fine.
Waiting.